Happy Thursday to everybody except Nardo Wick's friends, because y'all ain't shit. Yo, hello, hi. It's TMZ Verify the Podcast. I'm Wild. Steph is out today, so it's just me. So it's going to be a ratchet-ass show. I'm joking. It'll be a little bit ratchet, though. We got some crazy-ass stories today. We're going to talk about the drama that went down between T.I. and his son King, and the whole conversation about King being like, I wasn't raised with a silver spoon, sir. Your dad been rich since we've known your dad. We're also going to get into this crazy story that's going down on the NBA. That's how y'all know I don't watch sports, because I say shit like, on the NBA. We're going to talk about this crazy situation that went down in the NBA with, or is going down in the NBA with Josh Giddey, star on the Oklahoma Thunder. Josh is under inquiry, we'll say, because it's not like an official police investigation, but police are looking into a possible situation where Josh may have been hooking up with a minor. Allegedly. That's what the streets are saying. But first, happy Thursday to everybody except Nardo Wick's friends, because y'all ain't shit. So, rapper Nardo Wick, you know, who wants smoke with me, rapper Nardo Wick? Nardo Wick has spoken out after members of his entourage were caught on video brutally attacking a fan. So, if y'all didn't know, this went down on Monday. It was after Nardo Wick's performance in Florida. I gotta warn y'all, this video is extremely graphic. Check it out, and we'll talk.
Where do you go?
So, after the incident, the victim's mother, the victim's name is George. George's mother went on Facebook and she said in a post, my son just wanted a stupid fucking picture with his favorite artist, and then this is what he gets. She goes on, I am sick to my stomach to think about how this could have turned out. In the video, y'all, you see there's two dudes that are part of Nardo's entourage, and then you see Nardo in the back with the white. A spokesperson for the Tampa Police Department said that they are currently investigating the situation, and they did give us an update on George's condition. They said that George is in critical but stable condition. And I know what you're thinking. Like, down with Nardo Wick. I don't know if I feel that strongly about this, but down with Nardo Wick's friends, because they ain't shit. Nardo, for his part, he released a statement saying in part, I don't condone what happened to my fan George after my show in any type of way. I expressed to him and to his mama how sorry and concerned I was that it happened to him multiple times before anything was ever posted on the internet. Y'all, this is a prime example of why you can't take all your homies with you. I say this all the time. Some of them Negroes, you gotta leave on the block. Don't gas people in the room. They're looking at me crazy. I can say Negro, I'm black. Some of them Negroes, you gotta leave on the block. Like, I just feel like this ain't even... And to be honest, this isn't even like a black, non-black thing or like a hood, non-hood thing. You just can't take everybody with you on your way up. And that doesn't mean like, it doesn't have to be a friend. It could be a ratchet family member. It could be like a racist uncle. Like, some people don't need to be a part of your public sphere. Like, and before the video cuts off, I do want to say this. Like, you can see Nardo, he like appears to be somewhat interjecting, or at least trying to interject to stop the whole situation. But... it's his homeboys on the side that are like really screwing it up. And I say this all the time. You'll be the person that's worried about your career, but then it'll be your homies on the side that ain't got two pennies to rub together that'll make you lose everything. I just don't understand how you can't call yourself my friend if you allow me to be in a situation where you're jeopardizing my career. Down with the ghetto homies. Down with the homies. All right, I want to hear from y'all. Hello, what's your name and where you tuned in from?
Hey everybody, Rachel Mbuki coming to you from Beverly Hills. And this story, first of all, I commend Nardo Wick because he obviously showed a lot of concern. Even during the attack, you saw him trying to stop it. But the thing about these rappers is like, they like to, you can tell he's not like a hood dude. You know, like, I mean, they're like raised somewhere in the suburbs, but then they think, oh, I'm a rapper now. I got to align myself with Baru and the Bloods and the da-da-da. And then you get all these ignorant fools around you, and that's what they do. Low vibrational niggas.
No, for real. Wait, I said the same thing because I'm like, it's never the person who's the famous person that's like trying to do all these things. It's always the people around them. Like,
exactly.
I don't know. I don't even know what the solution is. A lot of people are giving Nardo flack online, though, being like, oh, he should be canceled and we should not listen to his music anymore. What do you think, Rachel? Do you think he like... is this the end of Nardo Wick's career?
No, I think that, you know, the thing about him, I was actually very judgmental. And then when I saw how he reacted to it, how concerned he was, you know, him talking to the mom, him reaching out to the guy and being like, I'm so sorry this happened to you. Clearly, he is not who he surrounds himself with, but this should be a lesson to him and other rappers. You are who you surround yourself with. You could be the coolest guy in the world, but if you're surrounded by a bunch of mindless idiots, then you're going to look like them. So clean up who's surrounding you, because even just as a TV host, a lot of celebrities could be great guys, but sometimes they're surrounded by the biggest buffoons and just they have this cloud of negativity around them. Mm-hmm. And then things like this happen. So no, I think we should give the kid another chance and then hopefully he gets a better team around him. Mm-hmm. No, get you a couple of nerds.
Right. No, for real. Yep. A bunch of college graduates. We ain't into that shit. I like what you said, though, where you said, why do all rappers want to like have this hood life? I don't know what it is about everybody wanting to romanticize being poor and like struggling in the streets. Like every rapper want like a, I was raised in the trenches story. Like what's up with that? I don't know.
All of them, yeah.
Yeah, no, everybody want a struggle story. I'll tell y'all in a minute. Mm-hmm. I will take the riches over the poor life that I grew up in. I mean, it made me who I am, but still, like, I'd rather be rich.
Exactly. And honestly, in today's day and age, somehow nerds are the coolest people. I mean, mm-hmm. if you look at nerds, they're the tech billionaires. And a lot of times they have muscles too, so they can fight. I mean, did you see?
Rachel. Rachel, go get you a group of muscly nerds to hang out with.
Exactly.
All right, moving on, y'all. This story is blowing my mind simply because I don't know what the confusion is about. So Josh Giddey, NBA player for the Oklahoma City Thunder, he is the subject of a police inquiry, specifying that it's an inquiry, not an investigation. Subject of a police inquiry. And first of all, wait, why do I feel like this is the criminal investigation Law and Order episode? Like, is this, why am I talking about everybody getting arrested? I feel like I need the Law and Order music in here. But over the Thanksgiving holiday, videos and photos emerged online that show a man that appears to be Josh Giddey with a woman that is allegedly a minor. We don't know when the images were taken. We can't confirm how old either person is in the photos at the time that they were taken. But in one image, which looks like one of those like saved Snapchat photos, the caption, which again, we can't confirm the validity of the images or anything in the images. The caption in the image reads though, I just fucked Josh Giddey. And there's only one meaning to the word fucked. So, so the NBA announced on Friday that it was looking into the matter. And Giddey, you know, he spoke out. He, you know, he made a statement, but his statement was basically like, I can't really talk about it. So he's been kind of remaining relatively silent. Similarly, the Newport Beach Police Department, that's over here in California, y'all, because, again, the speculation around the situation was that these images were captured in California. Again, can't confirm or deny any of those things, but that's where we are. But officials are essentially looking in to see if any of these, there's any, like, validity to these claims. And there's a bunch of, like, talk online. Everybody has an opinion about it. There's a lot of speculation, a lot of rumors, a lot of stuff that just doesn't even seem to be true. But the man in the photos and in the videos, it's Josh fucking Giddey. Like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that legally, but, like, I think it's him. And we know that the NBA is aware of this. And if it wasn't Josh Giddey, it would have simply been, this is not Josh Giddey. So the bottom line is, we know it's Josh Giddey. But here's my thing. Why the fuck is there an investigation? Like, call up Josh. I could do this investigation better than the police department. Call up Josh Giddey and say, yo, Josh, who's the shorty in the photos? Call up the girl and say, yo, shorty, how old was you when these photos were taken? Like, why is this such an extraneous thing? The bottom line is, I don't know whether the girl was underage at the time when these photos were taken, but this don't need to be an investigation. And I feel like, and this is all my personal speculation, is that, like, why is this being a drawn out and inquiry investigation if we can simply resolve this matter? What'd you think though, bro? What's your name? Where you tuning in from?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Zach Cruz out from California. And first of all, congrats on the podcast. This is awesome.
Oh, thanks, dude. Thank you.
I just think that it's crazy that, you got guys, he's 21 years old, making around $7 million a year. And he's going to throw it all away, allegedly, by not checking an ID. People are saying, oh, she probably lied to him about her age. All right. If you're making $7 million a year as a 21-year-old, you check those IDs.
Exactly.
Learn from the examples of all these athletes that always do this, the athletes, the rappers and everyone. Like, it's ridiculous. And then people are saying, like, okay, the family is not of the girl allegedly is not cooperating because he paid them off, maybe. Okay, maybe. But also, I think maybe they're just embarrassed, because this is very embarrassing if this is your daughter on social media saying she fucked Josh Giddey. Mm-hmm. You know, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, so according to reports, the person in the photos, as well as the family of the person in the photos, is not, hasn't been cooperating with the police investigation. But here's my thing, dog. So I'm trying to figure out, like, I am a grown-ass man, but I can remember when I was, like, 20, 22, like, fresh out of college. Like, but even at 20, 22, I can look at a shorty and be like, she is 15, 16, something. Like, I just have a hard time believing that, like, he can't look at a girl and be like, I don't know if you 21. Like, it is, it's always a little bit shaky. You don't think so?
I mean, absolutely. And I mean, it's as simple as saying, what are you doing tomorrow morning? Going to school? Going to school. You know, like, you have class. So right. It's as simple as things like that. You can't be that dumb, you know? So
what you doing at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday? Like, if the answer is fucking school, then it's probably a minor. Like,
that's what I'm saying, right?
Damn. Well, I mean, like I said, we're going to have to see where this goes. The NBA, as of now, Josh Giddey is still playing. The NBA has this, you know, this weird agreement, or not even a weird agreement, but the NBA has, you know, policies in place where unless there's like a criminal investigation, something was filed in the technical court, then, like, the players will still be playing. So Josh Giddey right now is still playing. It's funny, though, because he has, like you said, he has gets paid millions from the NBA, but he also has, like, a $40 million endorsement deal that he could lose if this all blows up. Man, I will be checking IDs. You'll be signing NDAs. I need to check your camera roll before you leave to make sure you ain't sneak no photos. Like, I just feel like you said, man, there's been too many instances in just life where people find themselves in a situation where someone else might have been, like, dishonest about themselves. So now you have to deal with whatever that backlash is. But, like,
well, even that, and like you're saying, the $40 million endorsement, I mean, maybe this is all, maybe he's innocent in all this, but he put himself in a predicament to be in this situation. And honestly, his image is tarnished probably forever, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. Honestly, I'm always going to be looking like, ain't that the dude that was hooking up with the... Even if it's 100%. Not allegedly hooking up, even if it's not or found to not be true, it's like it'll always be like a stain on his, like, public career in a sense.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. So that tapping noise is me tapping on the desk. That's me getting my angst out. This story, y'all, T.I.'s son, King. And y'all know exactly which... If you watched T.I. and Tiny, the Family Hustle, this story does not surprise you at the hell all. But T.I. and Tiny's son, King, the one that always had a smart-ass mouth in the show. King, Tiny, and T.I., a group of people, they were at not the Raiders game. They were at the Atlanta Falcons game recently, just having, like, you know, like, banter and shit like that. We don't know how they got to this conversation, but at some point, the group had a conversation about the fact that King, T.I.'s son, was raised with a silver spoon in his mouth. I thought most people understood the term, but I don't think King actually understood the term. But let's play a little bit of that here.
King, have you ever woke up with a roach on your face?
Period. No, that's not the goal.
All right, then.
Or in your ear.
Go. Or
in your ear.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I had some in the neighborhood with me that woke up with a roach in his face. Y'all want to go to the bando in my neighborhood? Do y'all want to go to the bando? Do y'all want to go to the bando? To make him look better, he said. He know not true. Silver spoon, I ain't never ate with that day a day in my life.
So that little bit that y'all heard, it got way worse than that. Like, at some point, and we can't see it because it's like King's live, so we don't really see a clear image of what's happening. But it seems like they got into like an actual fight, like a legitimate scruffle. And like, there's multiple things I want to point out in this video. One, King goes, I ain't never ate with a silver spoon. What's that? Motherfucker, it ain't a literal silver spoon. It's a figurative term for growing up not poor. Secondly, King was born in 2004. T.I. released Rubber Band Man. Who I is? Rubber Band. That was in 2003. So by the time King's crusty ass came out, T.I. was already rich. Like, there was not even a question of whether T.I. was T.I. in 2004. And we all got to watch the kids grow up on television. So I'm the fuck confused. And we were talking about this earlier with the freaking the Nardo situation. Like, for whatever reason, people think it's like cute or they want to romanticize growing up in the hood. So King being like, I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. Bruh, you 100% did. I don't know, but maybe I'm tripping though because I grew up poor and everybody keep telling me that I'm just like displacing my own poor trauma onto this poor kid. What'd you think? What's your name? Where are you tuning in from?
Hey, what's up? My name is Joy Daly. I am from New York. And I saw this video and all I have to say is T.I. and Tiny don't need to take King outside no more.
Like Joy.
Embarrassment. And the crazy thing about all of this is that he grew up rich. He grew up, like you said, multi-million Grammy award winning parents in a big mansion. And he's going out of his way to say, oh, I grew up with my grandma and she live in the hood and I know what roaches is like. Why? Why do you think that that's cute? Why do you think that makes you look better? It's not a good look for you, but his behavior more than anything, it was just absolutely just crazy. And his poor parents, you know, that was a conversation they should have had their own home or better yet, not on live. For him to put that on his live, never cut the camera. We got to see the whole thing and we saw it escalate. It didn't start off like that. Like it was kind of a funny little thing between parents. They talk about him sucking on his pacifier. That's why he wanted to go to his grandma's house. And then it went from that to, I want to fight you. He kept saying, you know what I stand
for? Yeah, you know what I do, you know, or something.
Which we know T.I. would beat his ass. Mm-hmm. Like, that's an obvious given. And now, I don't know if you've seen the meme, but they got this meme now with his face, like a big picture of King's face, and it says, I'm going to send you this when I'm about to embarrass all of us. So
he's now the official spokesperson for fucking kid embarrassment. Like, they were saying he want to be Malibu Most Wanted so damn bad. That's what they're giving, man. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know. You said you're from New York, though, but, like, do you feel like this is a thing where maybe, like, because King, and I will say that, like, a lot of times when you're a rich kid, and you're a rich kid who, like, and I don't know, there's some experience, I know there's some life experience, but, like, when you're a rich kid and you're trying to get into a space, particularly like hip hop or something like that, you do kind of, you seem really soft when you, like, oh, when you grow up and your answer is, I grew up in the suburbs of Atlanta and I went to private school. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is a little, I can get why he might want to push back against it a little bit, but I think we passed that. Like, Nepo baby, stand up. Like, if you're a Nepo baby and you don't have to work for it and you live a good damn life, I don't see what the issue is. Like, I would be happy to tell people I was not poor, but I was. Like,
and talk about all the good things in life that you got, that the iced out chains and the cars. And that's what rappers are talking about anyway. But the difference is the rappers that are talking about that stuff, they used to be poor. Mm-hmm. So they have that underdog story. And I think that King wants to have that same underdog story. So I think that's why, you know, he's reaching for the hood. He's trying to be a part of that world because he wants to be like the rappers that he grew up listening to who all started out poor.
I have one more question for you, Joy. What do you think T.I. and Tiny should do now that their son feels like the way he feels? Like, what's the next step?
First of all, the first thing they need to do is don't ever take him outside. I wouldn't be going out with him in public. Not with that type of behavior. He's over 18, so it's like, it's really not much they can do. But what they could do, if they really want to teach him a lesson, cut off all his cards, cut off all his money, give him a good week of what it really feels like to be poor, and let him just relish in that. And I guarantee you, he'll be singing a different tune.
I said the same thing. I go kick his ass out, cut off all the funds. He ain't gonna have nothing else to do. You want to be in the hood so bad? Take your ass to the hood. You want to see what roaches look like? Go see, hang out with the roaches. Like, I think that's the only logical explanation. And I don't know if they'll do that.
Absolutely.
If they do, we'll probably see King on, like, OnlyFans or something, because it ain't no other way to make money. No one would know who King was if it wasn't for T.I. and Tiny, so I'm the hell confused. All right, that was it. Let me tell y'all, this was, I'm lying. I'm about to be like, this was so hard to do by myself. It wasn't, actually. But I will say, it's a little lonely without Steph, but she'll be back next week. In the meantime, no, like I said, if y'all want to, like, be a part of the show, talk to me, talk to Steph when her ass is back next week. Slide into our DMs, let us know, send us your contact information. We're pretty friendly people. All right, I'm out of here. I don't really have much else to say, except if y'all don't see us next week, that means the show got canceled. I'm joking. My name is Wild. I'll see y'all next time. Bye-bye.